From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in cities across the U.S. Saturday to demand changes to gun policy. From Washington, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
It's a movement for kids and by kids. Started after a gunman shot 17 people to death at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on Valentine's Day. Across the U.S., students, parents, teachers, and other activists took to the streets to demand policymakers implement stricter gun control measures.
The school in Florida where this happened is very similar in demographic and in financial income as the town that I live in. And to see that something like that could happen in a town that's just like mine is really scary for me as a student.
Not everyone agrees, however, with the aim of the march.
You know, the right to own firearms is a right enshrined in our Constitution, and I feel like this march is not going to solve anything.
But for those participating in the event, they hope the momentum continues. Jill Craig, VOA News, Washington.
A special mass was held Sunday in the southwestern town of Trèbes, France, to honor the 4 killed and 3 wounded in Friday's terror attack. That included an officer who swapped himself with a hostage in a supermarket.
Il vaut mieux qu'un seul meure pour le peuple. Et que la nation ne périsse pas.
The Bishop of Carcassonne in Narbonne praised Gendarme Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltram's extraordinary devotion. The bishop also said Friday's events offered an opportunity to reflect on the suffering felt by countless people around the world. The Islamic State militant group's propaganda arm claimed responsibility. 2 car bombs in the Somali capital of Mogadishu killed 6 people and injured at least 5 others on Sunday, according to witnesses. This comes 3 days after 17 people were killed. I'm Liz Palka. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday rebuffed the notion he is having trouble assembling a top legal team to defend him as the FBI investigates allegations that his 2016 campaign colluded with Russia to help him win. President Trump tweeting Sunday, "Many lawyers and top law firms want to represent me in the Russia case." This comes as Trump's lead lawyer, John Dowd, quit last week while another top Washington lawyer declined to join Trump's defense. The president has repeatedly denied any campaign collusion with Russia. Crowds clashed with police in Barcelona on Sunday as Catalans protested the arrest of fugitive former regional leader Carles Puigdemont in Germany. Puigdemont was detained on Sunday by German police, who were executing an international warrant issued by Spain on Friday. He was returning from Finland to Belgium, where he fled following an illegal declaration of independence by the Spanish region in October. The schoolgirls kidnapped by the Boko Haram jihadist group in northeastern Nigeria were reunited with their families on Sunday. They spent nearly 5 weeks in captivity. The 105 girls arrived aboard 5 buses in the town of Dapchi, where they were greeted by their parents at their boarding school. After their release last Wednesday, they spent 3 days in the capital, where they were greeted by President Muhammadu Buhari. Pope Francis marked Palm Sunday in Rome's St. Peter's Square, urging young people not to let themselves be manipulated. Sabino Castelfranco has more for VOA.
In his homily, Pope Francis told young people that the temptation to silence them has always existed.
Ci sono molti modi per rendere i giovani silenziosi e invisibili.
The Pope said there are many ways to silence young people and make them invisible, many ways to anesthetize them, to make them keep quiet, ask nothing, question nothing. Pope Francis urged young people to keep shouting and not allow the older generations to silence their voices. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The large crowd celebrating Mass included many young people who turned out to celebrate the Catholic Church's World Day of Youth. British regulators are examining evidence gathered at the offices of data research firm Cambridge Analytica, which allegedly acquired illegal data of an estimated 50 million Facebook users to build profiles for U.S. political campaigns, including the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.